We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we're learning the Mishnah on top of Daf Lamed Aleph. B'Rishoyna Hoya, we're going weiter with the more Tikkun Olam. The theme of the parak is Tikkun Olam. We had the first halacha in the Mishnah was about Tikkun Olam, that they masakin not to do bittul in front of a bezdin, do dak in front of a shliach, in front of a isha. Now we continue with different takonas that Rav Gamliel made for Tikkun Olam. B'Rishoyna Hoya Mishana Shmoi V'Shma Shem Iroi V'Shem Ira. By the beginning, if he had a name, let's say, in one city, and then he came to, let's say, Medina Sayam to write the get, they gave him the name of the place where he was. For example, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, they call him Yankel, but in Chutz La'aretz, they call him Jack. So they wrote the name Jack in Chutz La'aretz. That's what they wrote. They wrote the name of his place there. I can ask me an English name, we'll handle that, we'll tell you, talks about it soon. But pastors, you would write the English name. They wrote it like this place where they was. Hiskin Ragmil Azakin Shekosiv Ish, this I get. Hiskin Ragmil Azakin Shekosiv Ish Plenty Vicholshum Shiashlai. You write the name of the where the Makam he is, and you say Vicholshum Shiashlai, and any other name he has, you write as well. Plenty Vicholshum Shiashlai, prepare Tikkun Olam. Because Tikkun Olam, Rashi says, Laz Abanel, Minasheni Lamar, Lagirsha, Baila, Shane Zashmai. Someone look at the get and say, hey, he never got divorced. That's not his name. So therefore, we write his name of this place, what he's called over here, and any other name he has. Now, what do you write in the get? Do you write Yankel and you write the words V'chol Shum Shiyeshloi? So that's the Taisa starts off. Tap Taisa starts off. Taisa Gittin Shel Bahag Kosav Shetzar Lichtav Beget V'chol Shum V'chanicha De Isli Ula Asroi Masva Shalosh Zeh Hayyukhesav Beget. What you used to write in the get is Yaakov V'chol Shum Shiyeshloi. Those are the words you wrote. And all the names he could be called. But the Rebbe Tam doesn't like that. Because Rebbe Tam Tain is, sometimes a guy only has one name. If you write that always, you always write Yankov Choshev Jeshla, you say, oh, that must not be him, because he has no other name. So therefore, what he means, Choshev Jeshla means, you write his name and any other name he has, but only if he has other names. That's what it means. You write his name and any other names. So you write Jack, Hamachuna, Yankov, and other places, that's what you write in the star. Loch Lamaisa is that what the Taisa is two things. Very good question. The Mechaba Paskin is like the Bahag. That's the Beis Yosef. Mechaba Paskin is the Bahag that you write B'chol Shum Shiyeshlo. But the Ramah Paskins, you write the names, and that's how we Paskin. We go to the Ramah. Usually they Paskin all the names. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Om Rav Yehuda Om Shmuel. Shochu Lei B'nei Medina Siyam L'Rabbi Gamil. B'nei Odom Habom Mishom Lekan. The Bnei Adam, this is really the background of this takana. This is the background of this takana. Shochula Bnei Medina Siyam L'Rabbi Gamil. Bnei Adam Abam Misham L'Kan. People that come from Yeretz Yisrael to hear the Chutz La'aretz. Shmo Yosef. His name is Yosef. They call him over here Yochanan. Or Yochanan and currently Yosef. Heich Megar Shin Shashem. How did they divorce the wife? Basically, it's a problem. The name's a different name. Omer Gamil V'Hiskin, Sheikhoisvin Ish Ploini V'Cholshum Shiyeshloi. You write this person's name, and V'Cholshum Shiyeshloi. Again, we said V'Cholshum Shiyeshloi, and Bahag, what that means. Isha Ploinis V'Cholshum Shiyeshloi, and Pei Tikkun Olam. That was the background for this V'Cholshum. Omer Rav, Ashi, V'Hu De Ischazik Betray Shmei. That's only good if it's Ischazik with two names. That means you have to know, like Rashi speaks out, that you know he has two names. But if you don't know he has two names, then you don't have to write this. Break the that's what it says. You have to know the terms. Huh?
Why is it to one sound later?
It's a riot. You ask, it's a riot. L'chor, it's a riot to the Bahag. It's like break the Rashba. It's a riot to the Bahag. Because the Fira Ben Yatam, the only time you write two names, what do you write? Two names. So obviously, if you don't know another name, how are you going to write it? You don't know another name. That's the Rashba asks. The Rashi asks for Kasha on Rabbi Yitam's Shpat. He says, I don't understand. It's not possible to say that. Im kedivrei Rabbi Yitam Zal, Zok to Rashi, Rini, Losh to Rashi, Ma bo Rav Ashi Lamed, V'chi Hutzrich Rav Ashi Loimar, Shem Loi Huchzik El V'Shem Echad, Shloi Noisil Lo Shem Achar, Shloi Nikar Bois V'Shem Vayolam? Like, what's the Havamina? You think you make up a name? So therefore, he argues like the Bahag from this Kasha. But the Pnei Yeshua is, there's around four Terusim to answer Rabbi Yitam. Pnei Yeshua says, what the Gemara means is, that you don't have to be choshed for another name. Who does Chav Hirshmei means? You don't have to be choshed that he has another name. That's what it means. That's the Pnei Yeshua learns, the answer to Rabbi Yitam, that you don't have to be choshed that he has another name. Now, Tosfos speaks out, there was a Shaila to Rabbi Yitam, on a Meshumed, that was a Garish, his wife, and they only wrote his Yiddish name, not his Goyish name, and the Shaila was, do you have to write his Goyish name in the get? Zok to Rabbi Yitam, Chalilo Lahasker Shem, the gayest but Moshe of Yisrael. It's Chalil to write the name. But Lamaisa, it sounds like you can't write the non-Jewish name inside the get. Lamaisa, the Mepharshim speak out already, that's dafka a name of Avodah Zarah. There's certain names, Goyish names, that represent Avodah Zarah, then you wouldn't write such a name. But a different English name, that would be fine. A non-Jewish name that would be fine in the get. Actually, we had in the Gemara before, where Edom signed the get with non-Jewish names, rather. It happens to be, I don't know if that same time of Taisus, Valkapadim. That's what Adam Farshman learned to say on the Halachah Lamais about Taisus. Zog Gemara Vayta, Omle Rav Larashi, Omle Rav Abba Larav Ashi, Rav Mori Rav Loza Kaimi Kavasech. They both say like you, that the only time you have to write B'chol Shum Shiyashloi, or the extra name, only if it's Chazik betrays me, only if you know for sure he has two names. Tanya Kavaseh Rav Ashi. We have a Brice like Rav Ashi. Says the Brice like this. Hoylo Shtei Nashim. A person had two wives. Achas B'Yehuda V'Achas V'Gol. One Yehuda, one Gol. But Loi Shtei Shemes. He has two names as well. Not only has two wives, he has two names. Achad B'Yehuda V'Achad V'Gol. B'Girish Ishtei Shev Yehuda B'Shmoy Shev Yehuda. When he was B'Girish, his wife, he gave Gittin to both his wives. The one in Yehuda, he wrote the name for Yehuda. His name is called Yehuda. Ishtei Shev Gol, B'Shmoy Shev Gol. When he wrote the Get in Gol, he wrote the name that he's called in Gol. The halacha is ain't a megareshes. Actually, garishes isha shev Yehuda b'shmoy shev Yehuda v'shem of galim. You have to shem galim by. The ikker name is the name here where you write in the get, but you have to also write the shem of gal that is called in gal. That's isha shev gal b'shmoy shev gal v'shem Yehuda imay. When he divorces his wife in gal, he has to write his name in gal and the name of Yehuda also as well. Yotzol amalkem achar v'girish v'achad mehem megareshes. It says in the brisa that it goes to another place and he uses one name megareshes. The pella is what we're talking about. But I'm ashamed to go all email. You have to write both names. Else, Shvami, no, Poshid. Hod is Chazik, Hod is Chazik. We go somewhere else. He's only Chazik to have one name. No one knows his other name. In Gol and Yehuda, they knew it was near each other. They knew the names. But he went to a different place. He went now to Montana. No one knows his name. He only knows one name. There, you don't have to write another name. And that's a riot to Rav Ashi that the only time you have to write two names only by his Chazik. Shvami, no. Ahuda, a Karulu Miriam. There was a certain Isha. They called her Miriam. Uporta, some people called her Sarah. Amri Nardoi, that when you write in the get, you write like this. Miriam v'chol shum shiyeshla. That's, you have to write it that way. You don't write v'loi Sarah v'chol shum shiyeshla. Because you have to write the Iker name first, and then any name that's with it. That any name that's with it, that's what you write. And here Rashi has a shtickle, mashmois, like the Rei Tam, actually. Rashi says, Miriam, tzarech lichtoi v'get shehu ikker v'hodor v'chol shum de'islai. And afterwards, all any name she has. It's not mashma, it means the words v'chol shum. Obviously, the word v'chol shum you write afterwards. But, yeah. No, three-way times, you don't write v'chol shum, you write the name. V'hag, you write v'chol shum de'islai, yeah. So this Gemara is a little bit hard. Right. V'hag is a little, yeah. So he's saying, that what's the ikker name? If you write the ikker name, then write v'chol, don't write tzarech v'chol shum de'islai, write Miriam v'chol shum de'islai, that's three-way times. But Rashi, not mashma like that. Rashi, the word v'hodor, not mashma so much like that. Like upon him, that's that Mishnah, that Kinayim. We're going now to the next Mishnah, the next Tikkun Olam. This Mishnah will have three of them. Ein amono nefra'as v'nichse yesoimim elo v'shvua. The halach is that a amono who's collecting a ksuba cannot go to nichse yesoimim and collect a ksuba unless she makes a shvua that she did not get her money for a ksuba yet. Now, first of all, what are we worried about? A person does not pay up his chayiv. We know it's chazaka. Ain't on the prayer b'seich zmanai. So here, until he dies, there's no chayiv ksuba. What's the havamina? They pay up the ksuba. You need to make a shvua. Tois that's the kasha. Tois the maschah in amana. Tois the time. Then the ksuba gives a chayiv. Emet tois is the hanimil b'chayiv. Ava amana the islay b'tanai bezdin matvos utzvari. I guess about amana, which is a tanai bezdin, people are more worried about it. They always give her some tzvari to hold on to it, and therefore it's very possible she collected. Others say a little different, that since she knows he's sick, so she might like ask him before he dies to give her the ksuba ready. And therefore we're more chayshed by Isha that she, by Almana at least, she got the ksuba ready. So she has to make a shvua. What happened was, Nimnu Mulashbiya. They stopped wanting to swear her, make her shvua. What's the reason? We'll see in the Gemara why. So now there's a problem because she wasn't able to, she couldn't collect the ksuba, because she couldn't make a shvua and she can't get away out of ksuba. So his gemriel azalke and shteinu deres liyosoyim and komas years of gerbik zubasa. They were misakin. Instead of a shua, she makes a neder and she says like this: if I took anything, I'm not going to eat chocolate for the rest of my life. And that's already a big neder for her. She's not going to hold on to that, and therefore it'll help that she'll say the truth. Now, why is a neder better than a shvua? Again, you're going to have to wait with patience to daf lamed hey, who speak out taisus, they back upon him. They didn't want to make her let her make a shvua, but they made her, the takana was that we made her make a neder, and that's how she collected her ksuba. The next halacha in the Mishnah. Ha'edim choisim ala get b'nei tikkun olam. Edim sign on a get b'nei tikkun olam. That sounds familiar. That's a good thing because we had Rabbi Loza's idea that edim is sirah karti and they only sign for tikkun olam. Vehillel, the third takana in of our Mishnah is Vehillel hiskim prusval b'nei tikkun olam. Hillel masakin something called a prusval that usually by Shemitah it's meich all the chayvis. But if you have a prusval, then you keep the chayvis going. Also b'nei tikkun olam, again we have to wait for the Gemara to explain that. So upon him, the first line of Mishnah is that Amano who collects from Yisayim has to make a shvua. For the Gemara, that's not exclusive to Amano. Ma'ir Yamano, fill the kule Amanami. Any person collecting from Yisayim has to make a shvua. Da Kaimulon, we know, Habar Lefarm Nechse Yisayim, Lo Yifra, Elav a shvua. We know, this is Yisayim, that when you go collect from Yisayim, you only collect with a shvua. So the Gemara, Amano, Tzrichalei. We need to tell you Amano. Why? Sakadat Ramina, Mashem Chino, Akilu Rabbana Gaba. Maybe because Chayim, we make a for her, and she wouldn't make a shvua. Kamash law, no. What does it mean, Mishem Chino? Zog Rashi. Sheikhei anosha v'ene anosha l'inosh lehem. It sounds like we want to, the men are having a hard time finding the shluchim. The ladies don't want to get married. So therefore, we're going to make it more plausible for the ladies to get married by saying that you're going to get yiksuba even, you're going to get yiksuba out of shvua. Kamash law, they don't say that. But what was the havim in here? That we're going to meichel the shvua in order for the lady to want to get married. That's how Rashi learns. We know there's a Yisai, the lady wants to get married more than a man. The lady always wants to get married more. So what kind of chen is that? So Tosfos and Tosfos Beis doesn't ask Mamish that kash. We ask similar questions. And therefore he's a different shot in chen. He says, the Tosfos and Tosfos Beis is like this. V'nira k'pirish b'nei chanano, the pirish m'shum chino sh'yakol k'yipsim le'al li'si'ena. Faker. We want it, it's hard for her to get a shidduch. The opposite. We want to really get a good shidduch. So if we wanted to get the money easily, so she get the second shidduch. The next shidduch. That's what chayin means. The chayin means, we're saying all the havmi. The havmi is wouldn't be a shvua. She should be a rich lady. Yeah, rich lady. So therefore, someone's going to marry her. Someone's going to marry her, and therefore, that's a mishum achin. That would be the havmi of chayin. So the first thought was that she should get married. The first of that they don't like, because every yish is willing to get married. Here, that no, that it's hard for her to get married, and people will be kaifits because she has money. That was the havmi. Kamash v'lon, as no. Mitzvah Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, we're going to learn Nimnum Lashbia, why is Ned the better, and so on and so forth.